USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The consumer price index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. That's the worst since February of 1982 when inflation hit 7.6%. The mask mandate debate continues, yet nearly a dozen states are dropping the mandate as Americans are saying no more. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin on Fox News.
We're seeing the rest of the country also come around us because it's time to get back to normal. It's time to empower parents. And I'm so excited that Virginia is leading in a bipartisan way to give parents the power to choose.
Science has revealed the least affected age group to COVID-19 are the children. Yet the CDC still demands kids be masked in schools. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The White House is taking heat for willfully allowing drug addicts to continue their spiral downward.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to play cleanup on Wednesday when asked about $30 million in taxpayer money used to supply smoking kits to addicts, including crack pipes.
Part of the kit were removed in response to this reporting and this pushback.
They were never part of the kit. It was inaccurate reporting, and we wanted to put out information to make that clear.
However, the original article in the Washington Free Beacon quoted the Department of Health and Human Services, which specifically mentioned crack pipes. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Ukrainian border conflict, Afghanistan, rising inflation, the continuing COVID-19 pandemic, gasoline costs, and the chaos at the Mexican border. President Biden's performance in the White House continues to turn off Americans. The president's approval rating is now at 39%, with 54% giving him a thumbs down. We are USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
The drug fentanyl is a leading cause of death of Americans ages 18 to 45. The Drug Enforcement Agency's Operation Overdrive is an attempt to keep China from making ingredients used in fentanyl from getting into Mexico. Kentucky Republican Representative Brett Guthrie last night on Newsmax weighs in.
It's important that members of Congress, members of the administration, the vice president, to go to the border and not go to the border and get some whitewashed presentation, but really see what's happening. Talk to border agents, and they told me when I was there in the El Paso sector, that building the wall and stopping the Remain in Mexico policy would not only stop the flow of illegal immigration across the border, but also stop the flow of illicit fentanyl coming across the border, because as I think I said on the show before, you can put fentanyl in a water bottle and hand it to a migrant and say this is part of your passage for getting across. So one, we absolutely need to put pressure on China and leverage on China to keep ingredients from coming into Mexico. 70% of the overdose deaths in Kentucky in 2020 were from illicit fentanyl. And so Kentucky's a border state. Every community is a border community. If we don't stop the flow, and just yesterday, the Democrats refused to permanently make illicit fentanyl illegal. They did put it in their continuing resolution or budget bill to kick the can down the road to March 11th, but we're pushing to do it permanently.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.